This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 150, recorded live on Saturday, May 22, 2010. Sesquicentennivasion. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number, and this is big, folks, 150. Our sesquicentennial episode.
What a strange word.
What a strange word, but it's not as bad. Let's see, where would I find that? I was looking that word up on Wikipedia this week. Yes, sesquicentennial is the 150th anniversary of something. I just got the wrong link. There we go. Wikipedia. But if we use this name on every single show, because it gets pretty bad. For example, our 125th show was our quasquicentennial. Our 175th show will be either our demi-semi-septicentennial or our quattro-septicentennial. It also says that there is that the turquoise-squeeze-centennial is a coined word for an anniversary 175, but really refers to 375. There's also another coined word, septa quinta quinque centennial. I don't think I said that right. Quinque. Whatever. It's 150 shows. It's a big round number. We're happy. Congratulations. Yay. And one guy in the chat room gives us a woot. I'm Douglas Bell from San Francisco, California.
And I'm Bounder of Adventure.
What?
No, the Bounder of Adventure.
The Bounder of Adventurer?
Yes. He drones on and on and on and never stops, and the other guy's like, be quiet. Shut up. Shut up! Shut up!
Oh, it's been way too long. I think you just overcompensated for how long it's been since you did one of those.
Also known as David Lewis from Washington State.
With a real Washington State accent, I hear.
Absolutely. We got a freeze warning last night, you know?
Wow. In late May?
Oh, yes, of course. We've gotten snow as late as June.
Okay.
Did. We might have it again. You never know.
Oh, with that opening, I've completely lost where I want to go with this. Yeah, so we've got a great show now. Last week we had a lot of, got kind of exhausted catching up from a lot of news. Fortunately, the teams have given us a little bit more that we can talk about for this week's show, so we can keep it nice and rolling. The mod team is doing a contest. How about
yes.
that? It is the Summer of Mods contest. Now, here is the only thing I do not like about this contest. I was thinking of the same idea. I wanted to do something on this show during summer.
Who says you can't?
Yeah, but this is essentially what it was going to be.
Okay.
I thought we could do like a mod contest, but I don't think we're going to do both. So let's talk about this contest, though. See what we have got. It's going to be June through August. Well, actually, I think they said it's going to start immediately and go through August 9th, because it coincides with Liberty Evasion, which we'll talk about in a minute. But essentially, mod authors have submitted a modification to the database and have it approved, go into the running to receive a PHPBB t-shirt and a Birdie Bear. Now, I haven't seen any PHPBB t-shirts since the PHPBB 2 days. Is it like the polo shirt, or is it something completely different? What do you know about this, David?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's tempting. I want another birdie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, how do you want to mute for a second there?
We were wondering what happened to the rest of the world there.
And there's also going to be... And they're also doing a little bit of... you remember the old... It was like... Year 2005, 2006, when I was on the team did once or twice this thing called Modding's Most Wanted, where they presented a list of mods they'd love to see in the mod database and just asked people to do them. They're doing that again this time, too, but this time they're offering, again, a separate running for PHPBB t-shirt and a Bernie Bear for people who participate in these mods.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, let's see, there's a... And so they have a WYSIWYG posting mod they'd like to see. That should all, that's been floating around for years, people wanting to have a WYSIWYG editor for PHPBB. I don't think that's happened quite yet. A thank you or ratings mod for essentially rating posts or topics. I don't know why they have thank you in there, because it's kind of a different type of mod. Custom user rigs, previewing styles in the user control panel, subject prefixes. There's a lot of mods already started for these. And short URLs for forum links. So, and there's already a number of topics that have started with on some of these. David, why don't you talk for a little bit so I can
find what you're looking for?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Okay, so the... All right, so the Summer of Mods, and first of all, any mod that you are considering doing, if you're a mod author, you should PM one of the, I think it was Batty said PM him, or David IQ, the mod team leader, you can PM him as well. But he said, so the list of mods is follows. The WYSIWYG posting mod, as Douglas said. Thank you ratings post mod. The custom user ranks mod.
Yep.
And he actually, he's updating the topic with those mods which people have begun that are in this in these categories, in these or in these mm-hmm. These six different mods.
Yep, there's so, already eight listed here, too.
Yes, subject prefixes, shorten URLs for forum links. I was actually surprised some of these were in the top requested mods or the modding most wanted.
Yeah, a lot of them were. Well, remember, modding's most wanted was PHPBB 2 days.
Right, but what I mean by that is that these six mods,
yeah,
are sort of the okay. This is what the mod team feels is. You know, the most desired mods right now for PHPBB that are not done, I suppose.
I don't know. I mean, I can see the WYSIWYG. Maybe it's because they don't have as many ideas now?
Well, the WYSIWYG, yeah, I could definitely see that one was a modding, a top most wanted mod.
Yeah, modding most wanted, the old one for most.
Right. There are other forum softwares that have a WYSIWYG, and so you have a lot of people coming over, you know, that have switched from those particular pieces of software, and they come over to PHPBB, and PHPBB does not have a WYSIWYG. They just, it's plain text, it's BB code. You have to use the BB code that's there. So, yeah, I can definitely see where that one came into play. A thank you ratings mod. That one was actually a, like the Karma mod was a community coding project back in 2005.
Yep.
So, and it of course never panned out. So that's still a top requested mod.
Uh-huh.
So, and it has been for the last, you know, 5 years. Custom user ranks, definitely a good one, I think. Preview styles and UCP. I that one really baffled me. I'm like, huh? Okay, that's a highly requested mod. You scratch my head, you know. it was surprising a little bit because, I mean, sure, it makes sense, but I was, you know, it's like, huh, you know, it's is that really a top requested mod? One of the top six requested mods?
Yeah. So,
just caught me by surprise, really.
They are a lot smaller. Like, I'll give it a. I was on the teams during the past two modding's most wanted ones, 2005, 2006. I actually managed the second round until I had to leave the team. And so let's go back from the one from 2000 and December of 2005. I'll put the link in the chat. Had some pretty big mods like bot sessions, a warnings or banning manager, Ajax support in different parts of PHPBB, advertisement manager, custom profile fields, locking and unlocking topics on reply, admin user registration. I did that one. And then the second round had requests for a forgot username function, topic ratings function, which is what we have here. Syndication, of course, big one. Friend and foe lists, a knowledge base multiple PM recipients, logging, awardings for band manager, advertisement manager. Again, these are leftovers from the previous round. Custom profile fields, those were all that were part of that round. It was a little less formal, though, because mainly, you know, the teams had kind of previously collaborated on what they think should be the proposed mods for the set, for the project. They're put out there, and then pretty much anyone who wants to start a Bonnie's Most Wanted mod could do so, and they get, again, they get their link here. But that's pretty much what it was. It was just sort of an incentive, and the other incentive was the teams gave priority validation to these and sort of highlighted them with a little MMW prefix or something like that, sort of feature them a little bit more than most mods. But it wasn't something like a contest where you could, you know, write your mod and be in the running for a Bernie Bear and a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I actually asked a couple of questions shortly after this came out earlier this week. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday that this came out. And so I kind of asked, are they having any... Essentially, the start is immediate. The end is tentatively August 9th because they're going to announce the winners at Liberty Invasion. They want to select the winners. And it's not just a random drawing. They're going to actually judge the mod submissions based on the speed of submission, speed of approval, and most importantly, quality. And they might even do this multiple years in a row. Who knows?
That would be nice. I mean, I'd love to see this happen quite a bit more often. You connect what people want with a prize that, and get a bunch of authors that are wanting to create these mods, these set of mods that are highly desired mods, and then, you know, make it incentive, you know, for the mod authors to want to create these mods. So that definitely a really good idea, something I'd like to see happen a lot more.
The only hesitation I would have is I would say don't make it too regular of a thing, otherwise you may have an instance where people will then hold off on submitting mods until summertime. So they can't win the prize. You know, maybe pull this out off every so often, or else maybe make it like a yearly thing rather than just a summer of mods. Maybe do it every year.
Well, yeah, and, you know, one of the things is that, you could always do it unexpectedly at different points in the year. Okay, yeah. One of the things that that I like is that for a lot of these people, a lot of mods stay in development for the longest time and don't actually make it to a release point. And some of these mods are in that category, and so doing this kind of helps them get to that release point that they need to get to.
Submit your mod to the mod database so you can get a birdie and a shirt.
Exactly.
A birdie and a shirt, and that's special. You can't. I don't. They don't have shirts available. They haven't.
No,
had
they,
them
no, they
since
don't. And
they
and
closed up their cafe press store right before.
Oh, those. Yeah, and those were ugly too. But let me tell you what.
I like that. I wanted a PHPBB mouse pad. That's back when I had a desktop computer.
Right. You know, I have. We got shirts from London Vision.
You guys did, Mr. T.
Yeah,
Humber.
We did. Love
they
them.
They brought them to Liberty. To Oscar Invasion last year and showed them off, and I was all jealous. And of course, I didn't have one. And...
Yeah. Ooh, go travel through the airport in one of those shirts, and you'll start up a lot of conversations. It's great. I love it.
Oh, really? At an airport?
Yeah.
Who asked?
Yeah. Everybody, because see, at least international flights for sure, you know, because it's on the back of the shirt, they have the different translations.
Oh,
and
so they say creating communities, right?
Right, yeah. And nice. If I remember correctly, one of the translations was in Aramaic and or some sort of Arabic language. And some of the security personnel at the airport in London, could read it in their own language. Uh-huh. And so they stopped us and were like, what's going on? And then talked to us. It was funny. It was really funny.
You told it all about PHPBB, huh?
Yeah, we did. It was great. And that wasn't the only one. There were several other people that stopped and ended up talking with us because we were PHPBB team members. One person was having a problem with their PHPBB board. And
oh, wow.
It was great. It was so funny.
That's awesome. I want a shirt. Give me one, please. I'll pay for it. I don't have money. I'll pay for it anyway. out of bank.
I'll submit a mod.
No, it's one of the polo shirts, one of those good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on. Okay.
So there are already four mods in development of the subject prefixes. In fact, one of the authors being in the chat room at the moment.
I noticed that. I mean, first of all, it's great having. Well, there's always good to have multiple versions of mods, though. I'm not entirely sure how many different ways you could do subject prefixes.
Yeah. let's see. And I think, you know what? I think I have one of those mods too. Topic
really?
Prefixes. Yeah. Although, let's see.
Because I thought those already existed, to be honest.
Oh, you know what? This was probably taken over by one of the other authors on that list. Topic prefixes mod for PHP v3. That
one might be idiot-nesia.
That one was a requested mod from somebody who I knew. Actually, it was from several people and finally encouraged me to make it. And so I did it. But let me tell you what. That is one of the hardest ones to do because the posting quote-unquote API of PHPBB, the integrating with that entire system, oh, it's a nightmare. You have to make so many core changes. You cannot, my biggest philosophy has been, create a mod without touching the core. If possible, don't touch it once. And touch it as little as absolutely necessary. And
like a plugin system.
Yeah. Well, no, not even like a plugin system, but even if you do have to touch the core to put in your mod, like modules are great because you don't have to touch the core. But what made it so difficult is that you had to modify everything in various places. You couldn't just try and add on, but you actually had to modify inline code. You couldn't, a lot of my mods, even if you have to modify the core, you would just add two lines of code to somewhere in a core file, and it's not a big deal. But not many where you actually have to edit lots of lines of code. It was difficult. And yeah, mm-hmm. King David said it is quite difficult. Yeah, that's what I do. Use your own methods, but it still was impossible with the posting API. So I'm really looking forward to the PHP 4 change.
Yeah.
In regards to modding, because it will make stuff like that obsolete, hopefully.
Until then, you can have four different topic prefix mods. Maybe someone like a topic postfix mod.
Yeah. So there's two mods currently for preview styles in UCP, one for custom user ranks and one for shorter URLs for forum links.
Yep. So there you go. Now there's also a PPS on the announcement. I don't know how quite this is relevant. It does mention that 3.1 will be due out at the end of this year or the following year. At that time, these mods may or may not work with the new plugin style architecture of that new version. I thought that was going to be a PHP before.
What was the plugin structure?
Yeah.
Sorry. Part of 3.1. Style architecture. Well, 3.1 is, it is having some significant change. They're not going to go in and rewrite the entire core. Four is a complete rewrite of the entire core, but I think 3.1 is going to have some portions of the code rewritten to a point where it will have a plugin architecture, so that makes sense. We've not read or seen much about it. This is sort of the first one, so it's kind of like, raise eyebrows. Okay, that's good news.
There you go.
The good news is that it's going to be there. Slightly less good news, but still good news, is that it is not going to be ready until the end of this year or the following year. But that makes sense. I don't think any of us expected it to be any sooner.
Yeah, we're talking about 3.1, it's worth noting that it came out this week. Remember that May 31 feature freeze date?
Yes.
It's been changed to July 18th.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you? Why?
Yes, because there hasn't really been enough discussion about features, and there's the Area 51 board currently is the board for feature discussion.
Yep.
But the ticket tracker, the new ticket tracker, has to be able to track the feature tickets. Uh-huh. They need the features need to be submitted through that. There's not enough of them.
It's not just a bug tracker; it's a feature submission too.
Features, bugs, changes.
Anything but security. Security is on a separate tracker.
Security and issues are both still on the separate tracker.
Yeah.
Issue tickets are still submitted separately.
What's the difference between issues and bugs?
Well, issues are the ones where my board got hacked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like the old
My site got hacked, essentially. Exactly. My site got hacked and my board has been affected. These are things like, my FTP credentials were compromised through some sort of virus on my computer, and they ended up uploading various virus stuff to my PHP files, which included my PHPBB board. So the incident investigation team helps clean those files out and get the board back to working state. That sort of thing. Or investigating where the hole came from. If somebody's site or board got hacked and they submit logs, and the incident investigation team looks through logs and finds where the security hole breach was. So that sort of thing. That's what the issues are, and they're still kept private within the phpbb.com site, and they're not related to the tracker, because obviously you don't want that stuff in the tracker.
Yeah. So the development team has 2 more months to develop features for 3.1. Now, July 18th, as he points out, is not the beta 1 release. It is the day when anything that's not been developed, any features that have not been, started far enough along to, be done in a reasonable amount of time will be postponed for 3.2. So on July 18th, we'll pretty much know most of what will be in 3.1 whenever that comes out. Hopefully, then we'll see beta by the end of the year.
Yeah, and the feature freeze date is not the date in which they stop developing free features. It's the date in which they stop taking in feature requests.
Okay. If they have to have an implementation. That's what it says. You have to,
We have changed the feature freeze date in light of recent delays beyond this date.
So don't make a submission the day before that, and just say, I want this feature, I don't know how it's going to happen, because if they haven't implemented it by the 18th, they're figuring out how to have an implementation of it.
That's been changed, because the way that it had been before was that they were going to take features that, even if they weren't necessarily being developed, they would still take the features, and then the feature freeze date meant that nobody could now suggest new features. So now the change is now, the feature freeze date is now, everything that's been, it appears to be, all features which do not have an implementation at that point will be postponed to 3.2. So if you...
That's really what a feature freeze is, in my opinion. Just saying this is the date where we're going to stop taking feature suggestions, that's more of a feature chill. in my opinion. You laugh, but I actually think that's really what it is, because then they're still developing the features. The 18th is the point where they want to, focus a little bit more from new development and go on to making sure, squashing bugs, tying everything together in preparation for a beta and then release candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we'll be seeing when July 18th comes around.
We wish to automatically increase automated testing for 3.0.8 release.
So there will be one of that too, huh?
For PHP unit. Now that's been in there. PHP unit's been in there. And welcome any tests for any of the code contained in PHPBB. You can learn more about writing and running these tests on the wiki. The Douglas hates the wiki. After you have written a test, please create a new ticket and submit your patch.
You just named the wiki after me?
Yeah.
Did my mute button not work that time? I'm sorry if it didn't work.
No, you muted and then came back on.
Okay, good. My buttons are being fully with me. Oh, bad strike of the allergies right before the show starts. Of course, that's when it had to happen. So...
As a developer, then people need to make that Douglas hates the wiki more of their friend.
Okay. In that case, if you're gonna call that, then I'm gonna call it the David hates the tracker.
There we go.
All right, moving on. Summer of Mods. Write your mod, submit it, win some prizes. It should be great. Let's talk about some meetups now. We have a lot to talk about here. Let's talk about the team's big one, Libertyvasion 2010, happening in New York for 2 days, August 20th and 21st, 2010, in New York City, the Millennium Broadway Hotel in New York on Times Square. So they're having a 2-day conference this time. It's gonna be crazy, I think it's gonna be great. They're putting a lot of stuff behind it, and I'm actually excited to say that I will be there and speaking.
Yes.
On a thing about, you know, how people can offer support to the PHPBB project, you know, kind of, AKA
the
my
community
life story.
Yes, what we're doing now.
Exactly. If you listen to the podcast, then you probably don't even need to be there to hear me say that. But come for everything else.
Just... No, I am really looking forward to the audio from Libertyvasion. I unfortunately will not be able to be there, so...
Yeah, so let's humiliate David by talking about everything he's going to be missing.
Yes.
So they have 2 days. Now, the registration is up. They have a thing on the Friday, August 20th, will be... a PHPBB development workshop, which is more of a developer day for PHPBB. They're going to have some presentations by a number of guests. David Soria Para will be talking about Git. And if I can find the speakers page, you can see a little more about who these people are. He's the developer at Mayflower GmbH and has a lot of experience with decentralized version control systems and does Git and Mercurial trainings and talks. So he'll be giving us his special treatment. Too many tabs open here. So we have Stefan Koopmanschap, who's talking about Symfony and PHPBB. Now, Stefan is a former PHPBB support team leader.
Yes.
Up until 2005, I believe, is when he stopped doing that. If I recall correctly.
So I missed him. I was not familiar with him until this year.
Yeah, even I
missed him
a little bit. We started
discussing PHPBB 4.
Yeah.
So he's now the Symfony community manager. The Symfony, of course, being the PHPBB framework that PHPBB 4 will be using.
He's also a Zen PHP 5 certified developer, consultant, and trainer. So he knows his stuff. He's the secretary of the PHP Benelux user group. I'm assuming that's somewhere in England, I guess, or something Europe. I don't remember where he's from. Fabian Potencier talking about Symfony 2, especially, and how it will help with PHPBB 4.
I'd love to be there for that one. That one really going to be a good talk.
You want to, why, just to find out more, or do you want to grill him about why, about
it? No. No. Yeah, I'd want to just listen to that talk.
Okay, well,
I think it would be a really interesting talk.
They should have video. He's been around for quite a while, and has recently started working with PHP 5. He created the Symfony Framework Project in 2004, so he's pretty much the creator of Symfony, along with several other open source projects. And then there's Jonathan Wade, who's doing a talk about Doctrine 2. He's with Sensio Labs, also is a developer for Doctrine. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, maybe I'm not entirely familiar. Where does Doctrine come into the play with PHPBB?
Okay.
I don't think we talked about that yet.
Doctrine is a shoot-off project of Symfony. Doctrine is the ORM. It's the Object Relational Mapper. It's a database relational mapping. You know, and it is extremely powerful in working with the database between your code and the database. So, like the the current PHPBB database abstraction layer, it's kind of like looking at flimsy plastic compared to like a big metal structure, which is Doctrine. You know, it's just I'm not sure how the hell else to describe it. Doctrine is a really, really solid database connectivity layer, and it handles interaction with the database so much better. As far as the model view controller goes, the Doctrine is the model. It handles everything with the model and does it really, really well.
So
there really is no...
If Symfony was like Apple's laptops, Doctrine is this new unibody shell, essentially, you're saying.
Okay. Maybe it's the Intel processor, actually.
Oh, really?
I mean, your Doctrine, it's your... Okay, Symfony being your core framework, connecting different pieces to each other, doing URL routing, handling the controllers and things like that. But the controllers actually do very little in comparison with the model. The model being the database interaction. And so stuff that, you know, if you want to get information, it's Doctrine that gives it to you. If you want to save information, it's Doctrine that saves it. So, I mean, it's really Doctrine and Doc 2, really. Mm-hmm. Doctrine 2 is in development. It's at the beta phase right now. Is really the only good object relational mapper that exists on the internet right now that I'm aware of. And it's extremely powerful. It doesn't, even though it was developed for Symfony 1.4,
yeah.
It does work on different frameworks such as CodeIgnite or Kohana, Yi.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different frameworks that have implementations of the, or that will integrate Doctrine into their implementations, and it's definitely worth it. So it's the PHPBB database abstraction layer, I thought, was a piece of genius work from David MJ, who was the primary developer of that particular portion of the code, and it was very, very good for what it did, but it was still, you know, it's still just an abstraction layer, whereas, you know, Doctrine takes a step further, and it's, everything is relational, the entire database is relational, which can then do a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, David, at least you can feel good knowing that not only are you going to miss those introduction talks on that day, I'm going to miss them because I'll be on the train. I don't get there until midday Friday.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So I think having these speakers there, you have the Symfony lead developer, developer, part of, you know, Symfony. Obviously, you would use Doctrine no matter what framework they chose.
Uh-huh.
And Symfony community manager, Stefan. There is no question PHPBB is going with Symfony.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. That's really obvious at this point. Which it made sense, you know. Going back and I did a bunch more research into the different frameworks and only Lithium would have been the only other option, the only other good option as far as PHP 5.3 went, and they really need to go PHP 5.3 because that's going to be the future. Lithium and Symfony 2 or Symfony Reloaded, the only two good options, and I think Symfony 2 is much further along than Lithium is, and there's, it's a lot bigger than Lithium. Lithium is, of course, the offshoot of Cake PHP, or PHP Cake.
Yeah. So this stuff is going to be very developer heavy. So if you're just a casual user of PHP, you won't want to come on the Friday. But I'm planning to get there just in time for lunch, because that's how good my timing is. I get there just in time for lunch. And then after lunch, you know, they've just had 3 hours of presentations by these four individuals. They're going to have an open workshop for about 4 hours where you can work on your own projects, like a mod, for example, with the help of experts for the teams or these four guests, or you could work with helping to contribute code for PHPBB 4 or PHPBB 3.1 modding, or do workflows with the repository and your own project. So essentially, this is like, you know, come together and start writing. I think it's a really great idea, very sort of bar camp style opportunity. And of course, you have these individuals here. So probably, so if you're a mod author or want to just make contributions to PHPBB, this is the place to do it. It'll be kind of late to add anything to 3.1 because, like we said, the feature freeze date will have long passed. But you can even start writing stuff for PHPBB before. Maybe your own code could be in there, even if you're not a member of the development team. So we're still waiting to get some more details on that. But it's going to be great, I think. And I'm looking forward to... I probably won't be writing code during that 4-hour workshop. I'll probably have... do like I did during the iPhone launch event. I'll have my laptop in one hand, I'll have a microphone in the left hand, and just going around interviewing people, or we'll just maybe do something. I still need to talk with the teams about how to be the least intrusive for PHPBB weekly coverage there, but we'll definitely be doing something either on the Friday or the Saturday, or both, probably, out of Liberty Invasion. So that should be great. The development workshop day is $100 to show up. So that's the other downside. It's because it's fewer people, but they have to pay the same for the room. You have to shell out a nice Benjamin Franklin in order to get in there. Oh, well. Have you seen that new $100 bill? That's, David, that's crazy.
They
put on the new $100 bill?
I heard about it and probably saw a far-off picture of it, but I have not studied it in close proximity.
From what I heard, they just got an insane number of security features on that $100 bill.
I bet.
It probably costs more than $100 to print, is my guess. Then, next day, Saturday, this is the big conference, the Open Users Conference, only $20 if you're going to come on this day, which should be great. And there's going to be a whole bunch of different presentations. So let's go through the day. Get there between 9 and 9:30 for the welcome and registration. 9:30 to 10:10. Nils Aderman, and Chris Smith, who is, I know I know what his username is, Toon Army, that's it, are going to be doing a discussion on the PHP development update and also the roadmap, talking about what's happened since the first stable release of 3.0.0 Olympus, which was almost 3 years ago, where we stand in 3.1 development, what's going on with PHP 4, PHPBB4, other things that are planned. So, kind of introducing by looking ahead. Then at 10:20 to 11 o'clock, we'll have a section on modding PHPBB presented by a number of the mod team members. It's about four different mod team members which will be presenting this, talking about, you know, what the mod team does, how it works, how you get involved with the mod team, info about the mod validation process, the tools for both mod authors and validators. Creating your community will be from 11:10 to 11:50. That's a presentation being done by Colin Walsh. I actually think he's going to be doing that presentation at OSCON Invasion as well, sort of as the beta test of his presentation there. So that should be great. But encourage people to share their own tips and tricks in a pretty much a discussion session, open discussion about how to build your community.
Yeah, in fact, that talk from Colin Walsh, that's something that we discussed all the way back to Joomla Day in Vancouver back in June of 2008.
Yeah.
That was before Brainy Colin Walsh became a team member, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and of course, on this show, we've been talking about building your community. It's been pretty much our theme for the past couple years now, so it's been a great conversation. So I really look forward to seeing what they're going to talk about at that workshop. A nice lunch break. Lunch is probably the most important part of the day. Then we have back to the development side of things. We're going to have Henry Sudoff, Kellen Ved do a presentation about AskCrayOS 3.1, particularly for mod authors, focusing on the new programming concepts and interfaces there will be for mod authors and the best ways to write a 3.1 mod. Then Josh Woody, a Jelly Donut, our own, very own Ich bin ein Berliner.
Why would I call him the resident donut?
There you go. He better bring some. I want to make sure he brings donuts.
And jelly donuts. Jelly-filled donuts.
There you go. He has a half-hour session on automatic mod installation then and now, talking about AutoMod for 3.0, talking about what's going to change for 3.1. I wonder if, since it's called then and now, if he's going to bring EasyMod into the equation. If he doesn't, maybe I will. Oh, the teams are going to be sad that they let me on the panel now. No, I'm kidding. Then at 3 p.m., they're going to have an hour-long PHPBB team discussion panel. This is the session that we broadcast live on the show 2 years ago. I don't know if we'll do that again, because the teams may be doing their own streaming if they can get the infrastructure to support that. But we will. That should be interesting. You know, just go stump the experts, essentially. From there, we'll have another half-hour break at 4:30. We have people presenting on, let's see, Nathan Goose, who is X-Reaction, and Tom Cotullo, who is Tom, both on the mod team, are going to be presenting about Titania, mm-hmm. the customization database. They spell it with an S, even though they're coming to the United States, but I don't care. Talking a little bit about how that crew started up, working together with the international support sites. Essentially everything you talked about last week, David. See, if you listen to the show, why go? Well, because you can actually ask questions to the people who actually got involved.
Yeah.
Can't mm-hmm. do as frequently here, because...
And also, you get to hear from different people other than Douglas and I, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. It's always a good thing. Unless you're not there, in which case you will get to listen to me more than usual. Listen to us more than usual. Then, speaking of not listening to you or myself, then I am on the docket for a short, about 25-minute presentation on... how individual people can support PHPBB. My original title was How You Can Support PHPBB, Team Membership Not Required. But that got truncated a little bit. And I have a ridiculously long description because I like to write a lot. But it's going to be...
You're doing a keynote?
A little bit. It's going to be a little more of a group discussion format, I think. But I'll have to work on that a little bit. But that's kind of the idea. Just trying to bring a little bit more of, hey, you don't have to be a team member, you don't have to be, to really make a contribution to the PHPBB community. And, you know, it's sort of trying to, you know, preach what I preach. So, mm-hmm. And then after that, we will have one little sort of echo from the day before, an hour-long presentation by Fabian Potencier. I'm going to get so many emails that say I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, on building PHPBB 4 on Symfony 2. Finally, we'll have closing remarks by our very favorite Yuri Rusko, my bad, I don't really remember it.
Yeah, Rusko.
Rusko, I was right the first time. Mm-hmm. Closing remarks, and so the day will end at 5 o'clock p.m., and then there's a social event from... Sorry, it says 7 o'clock p.m., a social event from 8 p.m. onwards, location.
What are they doing from 7 to 8? Oh, that must be like dinner.
Yeah, like moving to where you're going to wherever the social event will be.
Right.
We'll have to see, but that's a full schedule.
Yeah, that's a long day. Cause
I think that was even longer than London Invasion. Yeah.
Sure it was, because we only went till about 5 p.m., if I remember correctly.
And that was only one day. This is a two-day setup here.
Right. Well, see, we did have 2 days, but the general public wasn't invited to the first day.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be that 2 days, but the general public's going to be invited.
The teams probably have a few additional days before that, too.
Mm-hmm. So that, and of course that one will end at 6 p.m. that day. It'll be 9 to 6. So they'll end a little bit earlier than, they'll end about the same time we did last year. Or, not last year. London Vision.
Yeah. Not counting for the time zone change, of course.
Right.
So there's going to be about 18 different speakers. You can see their photos on the site. Venue is very nice. It is the Millennium Broadway Hotel in New York, which is kind of on the expensive side. There's a number of other locations nearby. There's also a hostel nearby, which, by the way, I was also going to do a little free plug for myself. If there is anyone who would like to split the cost of a private room at the hostel, the Big Apple Hostel, which is literally a block away, please send me a private message on phpbb.com. My username on phpbb.com has got changed this week. It is now webmaxter87. I formally said goodbye to Fountain of Apples. But if you'd like to share a private room, because normally the dorms are maybe four people to a room, but if you get a private room, they get a little, couple more amenities, and it's only two people. I'd rather do that, since I already live in a dorm for the rest of my life. I'm going to be there Friday night and Saturday night. I'm going to be leaving on Sunday morning. So if anyone else has a similar itinerary and would like to split the cost, please let me know, and then it would be great. We could pay only about $110 for the 2 days. Getting there is also pretty easy. I was working out how I'm going to be taking the train up from DC. It's just the weekend right before classes start, so I'll already be in the area. That's just so convenient. I just kudos to the teams just for catering to me so specifically. I'm going to be so selfish right now. Making David feel as awful as he possibly can.
Okay.
I'll be taking the, and there's a nice subway station about a couple blocks away from the hotel, which I'll be taking up from the Penn Station in New York. So that's my itinerary. There's a whole bunch of banners out there if you want to spread the word. I will be seeing probably seeing them on our site briefly too. Just general ones, or if you're one for if you're attending, one for if you're speaking. And if you register, you can have a choice of registering for one day or both days, or you can even include a birdie for an additional $25. It should be there for pickup if you want. So I'm really excited. This is going to be a great conference, and unlike even bigger than Lend Invasion. And quite frankly, yeah, since I was jealous of you going to Lend Invasion, just so you get to be jealous of me going to the even better conference.
There you go.
I'm sorry, David. Any other comments you wanted to make about this the event, though?
Well, yeah, you should get a birdie. If anybody's considering purchasing a birdie, it's a lot cheaper because the cheapest price you can pay for a birdie is $31 with registered surface mail, which can take a really long time, or $36 for the standard air mail.
Being shipped from
Hong Kong.
Exactly.
And so
registered surface mail is like they're going to put birdie in a lifeboat and push it onto the Pacific Ocean and hope that it makes it to the United States within a couple of months.
Yeah, that's surface mail.
No, they'll do a little more than that, but still, it takes a while. And if birdie gets wet, well, that's on you. If it's a hurricane, then you're really doomed.
That'd be birdie in a bottle. Great. Now I have to make that picture for you. Stick it in the ocean.
I just increased your workload there, David. You're welcome. LibertyVasion, phpb.com/LibertyVasion. And, you know, we still have 3 months to go, but start making your travel plans. I've made mine already. They're all booked. I really can't wait for this event, and it's going to be great. Talk about it on Facebook. Stick it in your signature. There's the LVasion2010 hashtag on Twitter. And there you go. Yuri, hope that's enough free promo for your event. Because we're going to move on to talking about mine. If you are, as David mentioned briefly last week, essentially, if you're on the West Coast, if you're on the East Coast, go to LibertyVasion in August. But if you're on the West Coast, you need to come to Portland, Oregon in July for OSCONvasion, which is the meetup that I organized last year and I'm organizing again. And of course, if you're in the middle of the country, flip a coin. Decide which one you want to come to. This year's OSCONvasion is going to be a little bit bigger than last year, mainly due to the fact that the PHPBB teams are going to have an official presence there, in that they are going to be having a booth at OSCON in the expo hall there, along with about 50, probably even more than that by the time the event starts, other exhibitors in that hall. It's going to be great. I just noticed earlier this week, one of the exhibitors, David, is going to be the good folks at the Oregon State University Open Source Lab, the very people who host phpbb.com.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be there, and maybe it'll be an opportunity to talk with them, and that should be a lot of fun, I think. But here's what we have. Here's going to be on the docket for OSCONvasion. The expo hall is going to, of course, open Wednesday and Thursday, July 21 and 22, on Wednesday from 10 to 4:30, and then, of course, there's a reception at the expo hall between 6 and 7, and then on Thursday between 10 and 5, and so PHPB will have a booth over in the the nonprofit alley, I think they call it, because they give little small, nice free small booths to different nonprofit organizations, such as PHPBB. And you remember that last year, David, that's where we said hi to the Joomla people. I don't know if they're going to be there this year yet. It's not on the list yet. There's a bunch of other groups as well. Drupal was there last year. They'll be there this year. So that expo hall is actually a lot of fun.
It is.
And actually, I think you and I don't know what do you know when you're going to be getting down to Portland this year, David?
I don't. Everybody was trying to remind me how little we actually did it at OSCON last year, and they're kind of asking me, okay, why are you going this year? because if they don't, they'll Star Trek Guide will kill me. Is that a good reason? Is that a good excuse? No. Okay. I'm not sure. But no, I don't really know for sure.
Oh well. I mean, last year you were only there on the Thursday because you got there kind of late because you drove down to San Jose all the way from Spokane slowly. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much, you know, just kind of hung around, took pictures with Birdie at the expo hall. I filled out my little passport that wound up winning me a Poker Linux computer.
See, that's the real reason I'm going there.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do that this year, though. They haven't said they're going to do that this year.
Did they say they were last year, or did they just do it?
Well, remember, last year, we didn't start planning this until June. So we're getting a bit of an earlier start this year. So I don't know if they have more information that's yet to come up. They do seem to have a lot less info on this year's site than they did last year. But again, we're still catching up. They're still on early registration deadlines, whereas last year, early registration already passed. So I don't know. We could easily see more stuff coming, or they should be doing less this year. For example, I don't think they're doing OSCamp this year. Last year they had a bar camp style event that happened within OSCon called OSCamp. Well, it was not very highly attended. I did a little presentation just to help them fill time. It was free for anybody who had an exhibit hall only pass. This year, they've gotten rid of that. They're doing something new called an Emerging Languages Camp for people to talk about, you know, projects they're doing with emerging new languages. The problem is that is not going to be available to people who do not have a sessions pass.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me, that would get even less people to show up than OSCamp would, but who knows? That's O'Reilly's bid. It's not my bid. But the great thing is, you know, certainly the expo hall they put out a lot of free food a couple of times for the day. And of course, the reception on the Wednesday evening has some great free food opportunities. And on Thursday, probably on Thursdays, I have a feeling that'll be the day that you show up, David. I believe you're bringing your camera. And I think this year we're going to try to do some filming around the expo hall this time. Maybe do some interviewing of folks in the expo hall and try to, you know, quickly feather all that stuff up onto PHPBB Weekly or else to the OSCON Invasion website somewhere. And I actually may even borrow some of that for my TV show at my university. So a lot of fun. But we're going to try to get a lot more interactive stuff from just around OSCON this year. Should be a lot of fun. So if that ends at 5 p.m. on Thursday, this is where we're going to be similar to last year, though going a little bit of a different path. We'll be having yet another Birdies of a Feather session, as I like to call it, at the Convention Center at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 22. Room TBA. It could be an hour. It could be 2 hours. I'm going to see what I want to reserve. And this time we're going to do a little more of an unconference style. We're pretty much, if you would like to make a presentation about something related to PHPBB, if we have time for it, please do. We'll probably have a couple more presentations. Of course, Colin Walsh, who is sort of being the PHPBB team's representative at OSCON this year, is going to be probably making a presentation. I may be organizing something. Our good friend Laurel Van Fossen, who joined us, you remember that last August on the show, she's going to be there because she lives in Portland. I'm actually staying in her spare bedroom for some cheap housing for myself, so big thanks to her for that. She'll probably be there. I wouldn't be surprised if she puts together a short presentation because she's very lively. She's a lot of fun. Very lively.
She's not to say the least.
She's not with PHPBB, but she knows a lot about, you know, community groups and organization, and so I think there's a lot of overlap. I think even though she's more active in the WordPress area, there's a lot of communities that can be spawned through WordPress as well, as I'll talk about in a little bit. So that's going to be big, and we'll probably be doing, if we can get the equipment to do it, we will probably be again streaming the event on PHPP Weekly on a special episode. And you can, if you can't be there in person, you can come on. It'd be kind of later at night for most people, evening, nighttime, depending on where you are. But you can come and join in and chime in the chat room if you want, and certainly listen to us have our enjoyable session. And we'll have streaming video, I hope, once we secure the equipment. But these things have a way of making themselves happen, so it should be great. Then after the Birdies of a Feather session, we were going to go to Burgerville, a cool and very awesome-looking burger restaurant that's sort of indigenous to Oregon and Southwest Washington. They're two blocks from the convention center, so we'll just walk down there. And have a great, just an open, fun dinner. Now, this is a little different from last year. Last year, we did dinner before the BOF. This year, we decided to do it afterwards for two reasons. A, I think it makes us a little bit more enjoyable for dinner when we're not thinking about about to put on this big event. And B, the teams are going to want some help taking down their booth in the expo hall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give them that nice two-hour buffer just to, you know, take stuff down, set stuff up, and then afterwards we'll have just a fun dinner for as long as we want at Burgerville. Should be a lot of fun. And then on the Friday, there will be an optional group visit to the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. If you guys remember last year, those people, us that were there, David, you were there, we went to the San Jose Tech Museum.
Yes.
It's kind of a similar opportunity. There's not a huge number of attractions in Portland, but this is one that really stood out based on my research. They have a lot of great exhibits. During the month of July, their featured exhibit will be an exhibit all about Einstein and his various theories and, you know, ventures. It looks like a very fun exhibit. You can find out more about them at omsi.edu. There'll be also a link from the OSCONvasion site. And they also have an OmniMax. It's kind of like an IMAX theater, so if you want to pay a little extra for that, you can do that too. So I think it should be a lot of fun. I want to be there from Tuesday afternoon to Friday afternoon. I'm taking overnight trains both directions from San Jose, because that's actually, you can't get a train out of San Francisco because of the bay. So it's actually really cool. I feel like I'm doing the Olympic relay, taking the train from last year's OSCONvasion in San Jose to this year's in Portland.
Mm-hmm. that should be fun.
Yeah, overnight both ways. So that should be fun, and it was expensive. Not too bad. Cheaper than flying. So that's actually going to be, I think it's going to be great. I'm really hoping to have a bigger turnout this year. Like, I don't know, maybe 20 would be great. That'd be fun. But really, it's a great opportunity, and of course, there's a lot of other great things happening at OSCON. All you have to do, really, if you want to come, is go to OSCON.com, sign up and register for a free exhibit hall pass. Free if you do it early, free if you do it on-site. That's all you really need, just so that you're permitted to be there. And it's just a lot. It's just a great experience, you know. It's, even if you're just there for the exhibit halls, there's still a lot of stuff you can get. Just, you know, get to network with other people and get to. There's just so much more you can do when you're talking with actual people. So, not as big as Libertyvasion, but it's a great second choice. And if you can do both, that's great.
That's even better.
Which I'm managing to do, just because I now live on two coasts these days. So. And I'm going to be paying for it out of my pocket for years to come. So that's happening July. Where can you find out this information? Well, there. I think I mentioned a couple of months ago, David, that I was going to be starting up a new website project called BBvasion.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, it would be a site where anyone who wants to sort of create, have a platform to organize a PHPBB like meetup event, or just a smaller meetup, or a user group, or something like that. Anything along those lines to sort of help, you know, bring PHPBB community members closer together, would be able to sign up and be able to get, you know, hosting, blog, other kinds of resources, you know, opportunity for discussion, exchanging of ideas. And so that's pretty much what the platform I want this website to become. So that is actually where OSCONvasion is going to be hosted. You can find it at OSCONvasion.b bbvasion.com. That is the site for it. Paste it in the chat room. And also, it's also going to be a part of the larger BBvasion site, just at bbvasion.com, where anyone can go and create one of these now. It's just launched as of when I'm saying this sentence. It is a public beta, in that I have not done very much to do anything with it yet. Mainly I've set up WordPress. It's actually the beta version of the next version of WordPress, WordPress 3.0, which is actually quite nice. It's running the multi-blog version, so you can go on there, sign up just for a user account if you want, or you can create your own blog, unlimited blogs if you would like to do it for setting up, although I'll make sure that your blog is relevant, so if someone decides to create a blog about a community... about pickle juice. If it's not about the PHPBB Deep Fried Pickle Hearts fan club, then I will delete it.
Okay.
Because it has... I mean, the PHPBB Deep Fried Pickle Hearts fan club, that's okay. It's related to PHPBB, but if it is not related to PHPBB at all, then you should go and get a blog at WordPress.com or something like that. There'll be a lot more features coming up later this week. Essentially, what I'm modeling this after somewhat is the site. If you're in the WordPress community, they have this thing called WordCamp. WordCamp.org, they have actually is a sort of a central website for finding all the different events that local people create in their own community for the WordPress community. And so that's kind of the idea here. With the added bonus of you'll get a free place to host a blog for being able to promote your events. And I've kind of found this very useful for OSConvasion because it's very hard to compress a lot of information down into a single topic on phpbb.com. So if you actually look at the OSConvasion site, this information will go on the phpbb.com topic as well. But there's a lot less clutter of information on the homepage because I have more details on the other pages of the site, which you can kind of browse around through. Plus, there'll be a blog as more information comes out. So I actually find it a lot nicer of a way to sort of manage the information for an event than just try to cram everything up in one topic. But I'll do both. So this is kind of a new venture that I'm launching, and OSConvasion is kind of serving as the guinea pig for adding new features to.
So did you make this banner?
I made the banner.
Oh, okay, good. It looks like that.
Yep, I the background image is a Google image search for Portland, Oregon at night.
You can search Flickr for that too.
Yeah, I think I got it off. Actually, I think I got it off of Flickr. And I put the banner in Pixelmator. I had a little bit of a Gaussian blur to the background to cover it up, make it up a bit, and then just added the text. You'll probably find it looks very similar to the banner I made for the DC Monumental Meetup. Kind of the same idea for that. And then, of course, that's where the background comes from. The theme you're actually looking at is the brand new default theme in WordPress 3.0.
Right. Okay.
Which you mostly
that's new. That's it. They didn't used to look like that. It was
Kubrick before, with the blue gradients.
Right.
Yeah, this one is this theme is actually quite nice.
It's more plain.
Huh?
It's more plain.
It's more plain, but there's a lot of features that you can do custom headers and backgrounds. You can even actually it has this featured image features that each post, if you want, can have different headers automatically and some other nice little features, like the menus are you can now do custom menu bar editing, so it's really much nicer now for it's just a content management system rather than just a blog. So,
right, okay.
I'm really liking this, even though it's a beta. I actually think it's a lot more stable than the previous version of the multi-user WordPress. Because now they've merged the multi-user version with the single-user version to one single package. So that's kind of what you're seeing there, and so there'll be a lot more with BBvasion coming up over the summer, but I'm looking forward to it. If you would like to get involved with BBvasion, there's information on the website where you can send me an email There's a lot of opportunities if you're, you know, have want to do some PHP development, even some PHPB if you want, or if you can try your hand at WordPress. If you want some help with that, that's all right. You can, or just administering the site, or moderating the forum, or doing designs or logos. As you may notice, BB Vision doesn't have a logo quite yet. You're more than welcome to send me an email, and it'd be great to get some more help for the site, get kind of a little bit of a staff together. I'd really love to do that, so send me an email for that. Or if you want to sponsor Oscon Invasion, and we can help us pay for some of the equipment that we'd like to have for doing some of the things, that'd be great as well. And I'm sure also, to throw in a little plug, I'm sure that the folks at PHPBB would also love to get a sponsor for Liberty Invasion as well, so if you have some money to spend, we have ways that you can spend it.
Yeah, as in helping us get to places like Liberty Vasion.
Yeah. Or in my case, both. Both Vasions. There's so many Vasions around here. Oscon Vasion, BB Vasion, Liberty.
It's just a big invasion.
Yeah, that's the, well, it's the PHPB way, right?
Right.
It's a lot better than doing Zilla. We seem to like the Zilla attachment, too, but that would be kind of weirder. Liberty Zilla. We have to get Bertie Zilla to crush Statue of Liberty, I guess. Though I hear her crown is kind of sharp and thorny. It might be kind of painful for Bertie's paws. Wow, we filled up quite an episode just talking about those couple of things. So I guess we should start to wrap up the show. We do have a lot. So let's go ahead and do our modded style of the week. Our mod of the week, I'm surprised that he usually listens to the show, but he's not right now.
Yeah, where is he? I'm going to go slap him.
It's by Syntax Error 90. Mod team member.
He's sleeping. Why is he sleeping? He's not allowed to sleep at this time.
Well, he's now going
to
feel very guilty because we're making his mod the mod of the week. This is called Gravatar Integration. Now, I love Gravatar. I've been using it for years. Gravatar.com, you can register it, and we'll essentially associate an avatar, or you can upload multiple ones if you want, but associates an avatar with your own email address. Right. Then, if
through
you
Gravatar.
It's a globally recognized avatar, or Gravatar. Then, if you put your email address on another site that supports Gravatar, then your avatar comes along for the ride. So, pretty much all WordPress sites support it. A lot of other websites across the internet support it, and with this mod, PHPBB can support it as well, which has a nice added bonus if you don't like setting aside a storage space on your own web server to be able to store your users' avatars. This will come along for the ride. It's hosted by Gravatar, and it builds it in right there. So, very very basic mod, but it's a great integrates with a very great service. I'd even like to see this built into PHPBB in the future, but Gravatar integration by Syntax Error 90. There's the link because I never posted it. It is, and that's the mod of the week. And the style of the week, this is actually one that just got added to the styles database, but I've always kind of been a sucker for the red and black colors. And in particular, I really like kind of the little bit of the gradient work that they do here. Kind of gradating from different shades of red. Has a very nice clean admin bar as well. Now this is very clearly another ProSilver based theme with a bit of a sort of it ditches the rounded corners for a more table style look, but has a good number of icon customizations as well. So it's a pretty clean theme too. And again, I just love digging the black and red motif, so it's just kind of my thing. So there you go.
I was gonna say that's a lot of red and it's a lot of gray.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
my high school colors were red and black. So have a little bit of love.
That one you can use for your site called "We Live in a Square World."
maybe I pasted the link in the chat. It would also help a lot. There you go. It is Red Steel by Vectra Mods, And it's a pretty nifty little style there. It's the style of the week. There you go.
Cool.
Okie dokie. And from there, we move on to closing out our 150th episode. David, you usually do most of the talking during the shows, which must be awful for you, because on these shows like this where I do most of the talking, you start to feel it. It's like I'm sick of hearing myself talk. That's 150. Big milestone certainly for us. Every 50 is kind of a big milestone. But who'd have thought we could really go this long, almost 3.5 years now, talking about PHBBB? Most people would say it can't be done. Even the few attempts by the teams themselves haven't gone beyond 10 episodes. So we're very excited to be here. David is typing away. He's so excited.
I slapped Sam T in the Star Trek Guide channel for not being awake or for sleeping during his mod on mod of the week on PHBB Weekly. And David IQ goes, "What mod was that?" I said, "Aha, you're not listening either."
David, how dare you? Wait, too many Davids. Oh, I got confused for a minute there. So that's it. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to everything we talked about on this show, plus all of our past episodes as well. Most of them, anyway. I'm going to get a couple more. Try to get these outstanding ones out eventually. I really hope so. Our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com.
You better get it out because, look. That's click on that link in the chat room. So I'm posting now. When we feature a mod or style, I'm going to post in the topic that it was featured on what episode, and then we have to add a link to it once you release the episode. So you need to do that.
Oh, yeah. I've always thought about doing that, but I've always been afraid that they would think I was doing spam. I was always afraid. I mean, I've been wanting to do that for like 3.5 years, but I was always thinking, the teams are going to say I'm spamming their site.
You're spamming PHBBB Weekly, something you don't even make money from.
But it's still
spamming. That makes sense.
Well, I could make money from it. There's a donation button on our website. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you wouldn't be making money for it. You would be covering your costs if you got any donations.
Well, now that I'm going to 2 invasions, I'm not even doing that.
How long does it take to publish this MP3?
A couple of days.
There's your answer. I say
it really is whenever I'm able to get around to it. When I get around to it, 2 or 3 hours.
Yes. So David IQ says that's a good mod, the Gravatar integration mod.
Okay.
So that's good. So we have his approval. So that's good. That's important.
No more mod of the week picks until we get David IQ's approval ever again. That's the new rule. All right. Where was I? Our website, our forum is at StarTechGuide.com. We're on Twitter, PHPBB Weekly on Twitter. Our next episode will be next Saturday, May 29th, episode number 151, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 UTC time. We don't know what we're talking about yet. Oh my gosh, what do we do? We will come up with something this week, and it will be posted on the homepage of our site. You can find it there. And of course, just a little recap. Submit a mod for Summer of Mods. Win prizes. Go to Liberty Evasion or sponsor it.
Yeah, you know,
prizes.
You know, I'm thinking for OSConvasion, we'll go to a Long Beach, which is just north, and on the coast.
Uh-huh.
It's in Washington, but it's Portland's on the Washington Oregon border almost. Uh-huh. And we'll go ride our horses on the beach, and that will make it a worthwhile trip. Actually, and you know what? Here's the funny thing.
You're gonna take your horses all the way down there?
Oh, absolutely, because it's the beach. You got to ride your horses on the beach if you have horses.
Okay, I think you're rude for it.
we were concerned about not going to OSConvasion, and one of the Star Trek Guide members who's going to be at OSCon said, "No, you have to come. I'll find a place for your horses to stay if you come." I'm like, okay, so I guess we'll try and come.
If you come to OSConvasion and you're looking for David and Francis, it's very easy to find them. Look for the out-of-place cowboy hats.
Yeah.
That's probably why the security guard stopped you, David. You had these international texts on your shirts with cowboy hats.
Believe it or not, I didn't take my cowboy hat to London, and it was a very difficult decision, but I just couldn't do it.
I have a cowboy here.
Yes, exactly. It was bad enough, you know, having an American accent would have been worse with a cowboy hat. Everybody, all the merchants there wanted to charge me 50% more, and I kid you not. When you go ask them for like water, and they had told the other person a dollar, they'd tell you $1.50, and you're like, or no, £1.50, and you're like,
It's bad enough that a dollar is like a pound is like $2.
Right. Yeah. At the time, it was. It's not anymore, but at that time, it was.
So, where is this show that will never end? And again, OSCONvasion, OSCONvasion.bbvasion.com, the website bbvasion.com, the community forum there, bbvasion.com/community. Find a lot more about it throughout the summer. It's going to be a long, busy summer, but I've got to fill my time with something, so PHPBB will be doing that for me. I think that's it for the show we have today, so thanks for listening. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis, founder of Adventure.
Okay. And remember, a successful community begins with you, Tag.
Tag.
You're it. Great. Adventure, indeed. Bye, everybody.
I can't say the letter C.
Actually,
I just gotta say the letter B. I can't say the letter B. See? Oh, yes, that's it.
There's only 26 to choose from.
It was as a result of being attacked from childhood when I was a spool boy. I was attacked by a bat. A cat? No, a bat.
a bat.
Have you heard that one?
I was attacked by a hat.
Have you heard that one?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Francis and I will have to do it for you. It's quite funny.